about this prayer? Christians are in a cosmic battle. Good against evil, light against darkness, the forces of God against the forces of the wicked one. In the lives of the abuse survivors I interact with, the battle is starkly evident to me. And though I do believe it's right to speak and act against evil, I know the ultimate solution in any spiritual battle is not to be found in speaking or acting. The solution to the lies, schemes, and machinations of the enemy of our souls is to be found in the power of God, in Christ alone, to be accessed by prayerful faith. Quote, "If we are to live successful and unshackled Christian lives and train our children to live free from Satan's attempts to control our minds, we must recognize the reality of spiritual warfare and rely upon the resources provided by our risen Lord Jesus Christ." From Fred Dickinson, Winning the War Through Prayer, West Bow Press, 2016. My own story. My blog, heresthejoy.com, gives a brief overview of how the Lord called me to work with abuse survivors from the church world, domestic, sexual, and spiritual, when I formerly hadn't even recognized this phenomenon of church abuse existed. The majority of work I do now involves meeting with abuse survivors one-on-one. Much of my writing flows out of that more private work. As I've continued over the years to hear accounts of extreme abuse within the Christian context, I've continued to ask the Lord to increase my capacity. But still, because it seems that the human mind holds an almost limitless ability to execute horrors, my capacity continues sometimes to be exceeded. My thoughts can feel confused. I can feel overwhelmed and exhausted. I can be overcome by thoughts or feelings that distract me, turning me away from what's most important. Then it becomes difficult for me to pray, but as it turns out, it's these times when I most need to pray. At some point, after I began to see that what was happening in my heart was actually a kind of spiritual battle, a friend recommended a short spiritual warfare prayer, and I began to pray it regularly. As time passed, and I continued to meditate and pray and turn to God in times of great distress, I ended up writing my own, based on my understanding of who we are in Jesus Christ and the mighty work He has already accomplished. I recognize the importance of working on writing my prayer during times of strength and peace, so that during times of overwhelm it would be ready for me, and I wouldn't find myself needing to pray when I could barely think. So now, I often reach for this prayer during these times. Often after I pray, I find that the confusion dissipates, the feelings of exhaustion and overwhelm quietly pass by, and the spiritual burden lifts. It isn't the prayer, of course, that solves the problem. It is our mighty God and the power of Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit. But the prayer is designed to direct my thoughts and my cries to Him. As we look to Him, He has promised to strengthen our hearts. Yes, fighting the devil, but you may think the way I used to, why would the devil have anything to do with me? He's going to go after important people. But this kind of thinking doesn't match with the many New Testament warnings to be on guard against the devil and his schemes. And besides, the devil isn't all there is. He has his minions at work throughout the world to accomplish evil, as many foreign missionaries can attest, and as anyone who has been delivered from demonic influence can testify. In many fundamentalist and conservative evangelical churches, it seems that the sin in a sincere and seeking believer's heart is overemphasized, while the attacks of the enemy go almost unmentioned. If the believer doesn't know how to distinguish, then these attacks can look like thought sin, when they really aren't that at all. When we, as God's people, are slogging through life, trying to deal with our own hearts that we've been taught are deep wells of sin, this unrelenting inward focus will weaken us and draw our attention away from what is actually one of our most insidious enemies. How can we fight him if we don't even acknowledge that he's attacking? If we neglect to fight defensively against the enemy, we'll find that ultimately our spirit-empowered ability will be diminished to fight the offensive battles against evil that God has called us to fight. that is, the battles that need to be waged for the souls of others. One day I hope to write more about offensive prayer as we go into the enemy's territory to rescue souls. But this is a defensive prayer, addressing the need for protection of our own souls and spirits, our own hearts, minds, and emotions from enemy attack. Note, throughout this book, I'll make references to teachings from the Word of God that I expand upon in my blog, Here's the Joy, which can be found at heresthejoy.com. Here it is for you. So I'm presenting it here with hope that as you face your own battles, you'll be reminded that though we are at war and He has called us to fight, our Lord God of hosts is ultimately victorious and He loves to bring strength, peace, and hope to the hearts of His own. This is a prayer for you to use as an example or model as you face your own battles. I hope you'll consider writing your own to personalize it for yourself. I'm praying for you.